This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have heard about HBO Max pulling Gone with the Wind from its library a couple of weeks ago with promises that it would be back after it's put in appropriate context. Same basic thing has happened for other films. The Jungle Book is one. Breakfast at Tiffany's is another. These films are classics by one definition, outdated and wrong by another. But they are also key intellectual property that is now going to come with warning labels. Marketplace's Jasmine Garz explains how that might work.
For millions of people, Gone with the Wind is stunning dresses, mustachioed gentlemen, and campy drama.
You go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
But for many Americans, this movie conjures the image of Mammy, a happy and loyal Southern slave played by Hattie McDaniel, who won an Oscar for that role. The film completely glosses over the horrors of slavery. Professor Greg Garrett from Baylor University says when it premiered in Atlanta in 1939, audiences
were basically just confirmed in everything that they believed. There is this very strong mythology about how slavery was not onerous or tortuous.
Gone with the Wind went on to become one of the greatest box office hits of all time. But in light of ongoing protests against racial inequality, HBO pulled the movie from its platform and will only make it available again with a historical explanation. HBO is not alone. British network Sky recently added a label to Breakfast at Tiffany's, long accused of racist portrayals of Asians, warning viewers that it contained outdated attitudes and language. Disney Plus has similar labels on movies like Dumbo and The Jungle Book. Garrett says a label or an explanation
actually is pushing against the white privilege and that filter where white people are like, well, this is just the way things are.
Not everyone agrees. Professor Mia Mask with Vassar University says,
for me, it amounts to window dressing, because when I talk to 20-somethings and even millennials, many of them have never seen Gone with the Wind. And so they're really wondering why it's even relevant to Black Lives Matter.
She says networks could make a significant change
by hiring and supporting not only more artists of color, but more professionals of color.
These changes would mean a cultural and economic shift. She says, frankly, everything else is lip service. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.